This is On One Condition, Book 2 in the Sin Series, written by Kay Bromberg, narrated by J.F. Harding and Muffy Newtown. This love left a permanent mark. This love is glowing in the dark. These hands had to let it go free, and this love came back to me. Taylor Swift. Prologue. Asher. 15 years ago. Ledger cuts the engine just outside the gate to the farm. Lights are still on in the house, which means Gran is probably peeking out the window to make sure I'm home by my curfew. I shift in my seat to look at him. He has both of his hands propped on the steering wheel as the ticking of the cooling engine filters in through the open windows. He glances at me and gives me a lopsided smile before emitting a nervous chuckle. It's like everything changed between us over the past few hours, and yet nothing really has. He's still him, I'm still me. And yet, we're connected now in a special way that I don't think I expected to feel.
Are you okay?
He asks softly, his eyes searching my face. I nod, surprised at the sudden awkwardness after what we just did. You?
Yeah.
That crooked smile evens out as he laces his fingers with mine.
I promise I'll be better at it next time.
How exactly do you plan on practicing? I ask. He whips his eyes to mine, and then his face softens when he realizes I'm just teasing him. Ledge?
Yeah.
It was perfect. I whisper. His Adam's apple bobs as he nods.
It was, wasn't it?
I squeeze his hand and look toward the house just in time to see one of the curtains move. I have to get inside.
I know. I wish you didn't have to, though.
He stares at me for a beat before climbing out of the truck and rounding the hood to open the door for me. There's something about the way he looks at me that makes me wish we could just climb into his truck and keep driving, away from this town, away from its judgment, away from its dismissal of me. Ledger must see it in my eyes because he wraps his arms around me and pulls me into him. His skin is warm from the summer night and smells like a mixture of sunscreen and sun.
We'll only be apart for a few hours, he murmurs against the crown of my head. My dad will be busy with Barbie or Bunny or whatever her name is, and your gran and pop will be asleep.
I nod, my bottom lip between my teeth as I look up at him. Meet back by the willow tree, right?
Yeah. In our spot.
At 11:30?
Mm-hmm.
He leans down and presses his lips to mine. His kisses always make me feel...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?